Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. It's a way to get involved, engage, be part of the solution. Truly, you got to push back on this, on everything that's going on. It's coming on this like a, what is it, water out of a fire hose, right? In all sincerity, I'm not just trying to be funny, which I'm not really good at, but whatever. But you see what I mean? I mean, this stuff is coming at us at a million miles an hour. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can just be part of the conversation. You know? And there's some great stories up there on the website. Hopefully you read them. Give them a thumbs up, thumbs down. Whatever it is that makes you happy. David Fisher is going to join me after the first break tonight. And Dave is, an economic expert. He's, when it comes to gold and precious metals and what have you, I mean, we really need to know what to do. We really need to have a clue or a look-see, as they say, so you know what's going on and you know what to do. Do you bury the cash in the backyard? What are we going to do at this point? And you, when you look at inflation, where it's at, what does it mean? Many, 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 many Californians right now say that they're making decisions, they're cutting back on food and such because of the price of gas. They can't go to work if they can't fill their tanks. And then you really haven't got any food on the table now, do you? That's the ridiculousness of where we're at with all this. Food prices are soaring here in California. And they've gone up, gas has gone up more than twice the amount it was last year. I'm in it. I know. I live here. It used to cost $60 to fill my tank, give or take. Now, when I filled it up the other day, it was $118. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that lets it go pretty close to the bottom. Anyway, and food is a whole different story altogether. And God bless that we have the resources, we have the ability to do this, to pick up the slack, to pick up the trouble that Joey B is causing. But a lot of people don't. But they're telling you how great you're doing, how it's going. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love these people. I love how the White House is. I love how their hypocrisy just shines on a regular basis. Now, I know they'll never admit to it. You already know this. This is nothing new. But their ability to accuse you of doing exactly what they're doing and making it bad when you do it and okay when they do it is just amazing to me. It always has been. You know, you heard of Psaki, when she's going to work for MSNBC? And yet she's still there. She's still live. She's still there as an employee of the White House. And just today, some reporters were calling on President Biden to ignore the Supreme Court decision that they believe are politically motivated. Isn't it funny? When the Supreme Court rules, and we've been to this before, when they have an opinion that goes in the way of the Democrats or the lefties, then it's right. It's just. This is exactly what they do. See, this proves that they want a dictatorial government. They don't want you to have a say. They don't want a rule of law. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court temporarily reinstated a Trump era that limits the power of the states to block energy projects that could potentially pollute rivers, streams, and other waterways. In a 5-4 decision, the justices overturned a lower court judge's orders to throw out the rule until Biden administration can implement a new rule, which is expected in the spring of 2023. You know, the other part of this is, you know what? Congress needs to get off their butt, do their job, stop trying to spend us into oblivion, work at all these social jerky justice rules, and let's get down to reality. If the left, if the reporters that support the left, if they want these laws, if they want these rules, then Congress needs to get off their sick, sad butt and do something about it. Democrats condemned the decision, but some reporters went even further and called for the Biden administration to ignore the Supreme Court. Now, isn't that great? Again, no one is. I got to get Nancy Pelosi on loop saying no one is above the law. Have we heard that from her at all as of late? Former Niskanen Center Vice President for Research, Will Wilkinson, he posted a tweet thread explaining why he believes the White House should ignore SCOTUS decision. The SCOTUS rules on regulation without a hearing argument, the administration should simply ignore the rule. Now, technically, to a degree, that's a true statement. I don't know if you guys know this. This is why you need to take the Constitution class. Head over to Patriot Academy. Look up and see where the Constitution classes are happening around you. I'm telling you, for real, you can ignore the Supreme Court. It's been done. Legally. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then be part of the conversation. It's the best way to do it. If you don't get informed, then just don't say anything, please. Because you really do create a mess for the rest of us. We're trying to keep people moving forward the right way. All right, you know what? I need to have this guy on more often. When you start looking around, see what's going on in the economy. The misery index is at one of its highest points. Inflation going out of its mind. I mean, just running rampant. And we don't know what to do. Do you bury it in the backyard? Do you buy more Bitcoin? Do you take the gold, stick it in cans, and bury it in the backyard as well? Don't ask me. I haven't got a clue. That's why I bring on David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, And he's got the information you'll need. And David, always a pleasure when you're on with me, my friend.
My pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks for having me on your program tonight.
Well, you know, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to looking at the news and what they're telling us is going on, you know, years in, I'm going to start off with this one. Years ago, you were talking about how China would challenge the U.S. dollar, and they would start in the oil market. And guess what happened over the last few months? And you had that pegged years ago.
Well, I got a lot of flack for it when I said it. There's a few people, well, more than a few, said I was crazy, said I was Chicken Little. And I said, listen, I'm just telling you, this is going to happen. This is a plan of China all along, and you will see it. First of all, I never thought I would see it in 2022. I thought it would be maybe the 2030-somethings. But it's happening a lot faster and much more intense. Russia's involved in it. We'll get into all that today, tonight. But, yeah, thank you for the endorsement there of and listening and calling me and saying, hey, I got to have you back on because what you said a few years ago is happening right now. So, yeah, it is. I wish it wasn't, though, Joe.
No. No, and you know, David, it's so weird. I've talked to other people about this before. I'm going to jump around a little bit on you. But, you know, here in California, where it's terrible, people are moving out like crazy, and yet homes are skyrocketing. People are still buying homes here at out-of-control pricing. And I don't get how all this, I really honestly don't get how all this comes together. But if the economy is headed in the direction that you and I have talked about, are we headed for the same thing we had back in, what was it, 09 or what have you?
Well, according to Jeremy Grantham, he's a billionaire. He recently was in an interview with Bloomberg Radio. And he said this, quote, U.S. stocks are in a super bubble. This has happened four times in the past century. Super bubbles can really wipe you out like 1929, and that's where we are right now.
Wow.
So if he's right, and he's a billionaire, he's an advocate of stocks, that's how he's made his wealth, he's saying we're in a completely different environment. He also is referring to the 2007 bubble in real estate, and he says we got multiple bubbles going on right now, but they're super bubbles. And he said also in this interview that the S&P 500 will drop at least 50%, and probably greater than 70% drop. This is a guy, this is old market, he's saying this. He went on to say that the economy that we had was very, very abnormal. We were in a honeymoon, a Goldilocks period of 20 years, and I think now that is ending, end quote. Goes on to say that the Fed is absolutely doesn't get the pain of markets. They're involved in this, they're going to pop the bubble, and you will see that this will probably be the biggest bubble in compared to looking past the last 50 years, something similar to 1929. So I'm not a doomsdayer. I never said those things. This is his market. He's saying those things, and there's quite a few others that are in his wealth category, billionaires, that are saying similar things. So buckle up. Get all locked in. Make sure you don't have 100% of your money in the stocks right now, because it could, or real estate, because it could get really bad if this guy is even partially right.
So you're looking for property to devalue quite a bit, is kind of what you're saying.
That's what he's saying. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, it's really funny because I've got friends of mine that live in Oklahoma and Texas and other places, Tennessee included. And you know, in this recent move, where many people have moved to places like Florida, Oklahoma, and Texas. You know, one buddy of mine who went to Tennessee from where I live a couple of years back said, "Gee, Joe, the prices out here like tripled, and people are still coming out, and, you know, and paying those kind of prices." But David, if we keep going in the direction we're going, are we going to? Do you believe that we're going to see the kind of foreclosure rate that you saw back in, like I said, 07, 08, 09?
So prior to hearing Jeremy Grantham here just recently, I wasn't even saying we're going to even have a real estate bubble. I thought it was, you know, a big one, you know, like 2007. I'm having to adjust my thinking. And again, maybe I'm just too conservative for all this. But I don't see, I guess I'm trying to get my head around what he's saying, because I, up until what he said, I didn't foresee that. So I'm having to readjust, I guess, my thinking and get more with the picture, because he's more, if I knew a quarter of what he forgot, I'd probably be extremely knowledgeable. And I think I'm fairly accurate in my predictions. I have not been predicting that, but I can see, here's what, look at the 30-year mortgage rate. 6 months ago was 2.5%. You could get a 30-year. Now we're over 5%, just 6 months. Wow. So wages have not kept up with values of home. And when those things happen and there's just this big boom, then there's going to be a bust. So I'm rethinking that. And I think we're going to have a correction now. I'll say that. But will it be at the 2007 level? If I had to say yes or no, I'd say no. But I hope I'm right. I hope it's not as intense as that. But Jeremy Grantham, is saying it's going to be worse than 2007.
Wait a minute. You went over something pretty quick, and I don't think people kind of realize what this means.
Yeah.
You said that we went from a 2.5% to a 5% mortgage rate in a relatively short period of time.
Six months.
And that adds quite a bit to the bottom line when you're buying. Now, I don't know what the houses are like where you're at, but we have starter homes in my area. Hear my words. Starter homes at $600,000. All right? That's a lot of money. So let's talk more about the other side of the break, because people need to know, you know, what that actually means so they can make some decisions for themselves. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You don't want to miss any of this. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic impact on Americans thanks to the war in Ukraine. Yellen saying Americans will deal with disruptions on the flow of energy and food as a result of Russia's unprovoked invasion. The Treasury Secretary adding Russia and Ukraine account for around one-third of the world's wheat exports. The lights are slowly coming back on for thousands of people in the South. Texas has the most power outages at over 9,500 after storms tore through, killing one person. A second death was reported in Georgia, where two tornadoes touched down. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina also saw several twisters. The state's continuing to clean up damage as more severe weather is expected to continue through tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me, and I really appreciate his time with me. I got to tell you guys something. You know, I joke about it, but it's the truth, is that you listen to these guys on the radio, myself and others, and, you know, it's not the gospel truth that rolls off our tongue. We are commentators. We happen to have a microphone, and we happen to have a bunch of people that have decided to listen to us. I hear some crazy stuff going on. I always bring on the experts, the guys that have a clue, because it's the only way you're going to do better. It's the only way you're going to be better and be financially secure. So David Fisher joins me as he does from time to time. I appreciate his time. And David, in the last segment, you talked about the mortgage rates going from 2.5% to almost 5% in a relatively short period of time. And I told you that we have starter homes at $600K. And, you know, 20% of that. And I realize you get loans with less than 20% down, but you know, you get a home loan, this is big dollars. And that 5% in a loan in that world is a lot of money, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, so think of it this way. We're headed the same direction, not at the same intensity as 2007. People aren't leveraged near as much. This is why I don't think... I respect Jeremy Grantham. This is why I don't think it's at the level that he is saying, because people are not as leveraged. And maybe it's just I'm living in this naiveness, because I'm not leveraged. I wasn't leveraged highly in 2008, though, either. But a lot of people I knew back then were highly leveraged. I'm not seeing that behavior near as much, even closely, than as I'm. It's not in existence now. It is pockets of that. So that's what helped form the bubble. And, you know, they took away the guidelines. You could breathe in a mirror and have what you call a non-qualification loan. You didn't have to fill out, show them your tax returns. It was crazy back then. We don't have any of that happening. So this is why I'm going to minimize the bubble in real estate. I will say this. The reason that there is an element of a bubble is because wages have not kept up with prices, and that forms a bubble. Plus, when you look at the refinancing, there's been so much refinancing that's been gone on at this low interest rate, and people pulling out so much assets, revenue, out of their home, so equity, and they did other things with it. That also tends to create a bubble, but it's not the same bubble that we saw in 2008. Therefore, I don't think it's going to be to that extent. I'm I'm not worried about it at that level. Maybe I should be, but, you know, down the road, if I see things different, I can come on your show and talk about that. If I see something different, I'll change my tune, but I don't see it at the same level.
What kind of effect? Now, the government has hinted that it's backing off of quantitative easing, which was a really cool word for a longest time, right?
And,
because nobody knew what it meant, but it sounded good. What kind of effect is that going to have on the markets?
Well, it's a swear word in my financial book. But so the quantitative easing is the Fed creating money out of thin air in 2008, putting that money into the banking system, and the banking system was supposed to put it in the economy. They didn't. They just kept the money. That's why it was hard to get loans in 2009, 10, 11. But anyway, so the Fed created all this money, and the government issued debt treasuries that the Fed used to create this money. So it was a twofold: government debt increasing significantly, Fed issuing money significantly, all at artificial quarter of point interest rate. And that's what expanded the economy. That's what caused the stock market to go up. Now we're seeing completely the opposite. I said we would get here. We are here now. The Fed is removing the accommodation. In other words, they're not going to accommodate the economy anymore. They're not going to accommodate the stock market. They're going to raise interest rates. They already raised it a quarter of a point here 2 weeks ago. They're going to raise it at a half a point next month, a half a point the month after that, another half a point. They're going to be at 3% by the end of the year. We're at a half of a point right now. So just think about if this caused the market and the economy to boom at low interest rate, and now they're removing that because inflation is too big, and their $9.3 trillion balance sheet, they are selling and they're not buying any more government debt. My question is simple as this. Who's going to buy the debt of our government to keep the spending machine going? And who's going to buy the $9 trillion, or maybe it's $3 trillion that the Fed's going to sell? Who's going to buy all that debt? And they said they're going to do this aggressively today. That's why the markets went down in the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P. They didn't like it. So we have a financial calamity that's all based around everything I said it would be, the dollar. And on top of that, China's trying to kick the dollar off the world pedestal through oil. Yeah. So is Russia. When you put all these pieces together, and we'll get into that in a moment, because that's huge news, this is going to create the biggest dollar problem in financing our government's debt the history has ever seen. I said this on your show. I'm saying it on every national radio show, and I'm on about six of them right now. And some people are saying I'm nuts. Well, there's a lot of billionaires that have been saying this for about 6 months. We would get here, and they didn't call them nuts because they got $1 billion and I don't. But the fact of the matter is you cannot just keep doing what we've been doing, and now we're at the threshold of this all changing for the dollar.
Yeah, wow. I keep thinking about, you know, thinking about what you're saying as far as you know, where the dollar is going, what's going on in the stock market. And again, when you sit here and think about the you said the wages hadn't kept up, you're right. And when you look here in California, for instance, what are we paying now? We're paying right three blocks from me. We're paying $7 a gallon for gas. Now, that's twice as much as it was a year ago. My wages have not gone up twice as much or even a quarter.
And gas has been going up prior to the Russian event because President Biden shut down the pipeline and stopped fracking. We were energy independent. I don't want to get into that. It'll get me angry on my soapbox here. But on top of that, Russia goes into Ukraine, and Russia is the second largest producer of oil globally. Saudi Arabia is the largest. Saudi Arabia has been saying publicly they're thinking about selling oil no longer outside of selling it in the dollar. And that is the very thing since 1974 that I talked on your program before, saying the petrodollar, oil being sold in dollars, is what created this all this wealth for our country and allowed us to go into debt and finance that debt. So now we have Saudi Arabia saying, hey, we might price oil in something else besides dollars. Wow. Russia goes into Ukraine, and now Russia said 2 weeks ago, we might not accept dollars for oil anymore. And this Monday, this last Monday, 2 days ago, Russia announced for the first time in history, they will no longer accept payment for oil in dollars or euros anymore. In fact, one of their finance ministers says, you want oil? Go find rubles, quote unquote. So here's what the rubber meets the road, and let me know when we get close to the bumper here.
Go ahead.
If you're a foreign country and you need oil, and the whole world needs oil, and we buy oil from Russia, so does Europe. They're the biggest supplier Russia is to Europe. If you're buying oil, you have two choices now. You either buy oil from Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia is now putting a premium on oil at $10 a barrel. So in other words, oil is about $100. This is called $100 even. You're buying oil at $110 from Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, Russia said, you want to buy oil from us? You can convert your dollars to rubles, and if you buy it in rubles, you get to buy that oil at a discount at $65 a barrel. You can pay in rubles, you can pay in Chinese yuan, or you can pay in gold. So for the first time, Russia is not just saying this, and China is not just saying this. They're taking a hard stance. They shut off the valve for oil going to Russia or going to Europe from Russia. Russia shut off the valve to Europe.
Wow.
Yesterday. Come up with rubles, they said.
We're going to break here in a minute, and this is something you've talked about for a long time, and the damage this would do. And let's talk a little about the damage it would do to the dollar, and then let's get down to how to protect ourselves. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break with David Fisher. Don't go far.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, looking over my shoulder, watching the Disney protest, if you would, that happened. And they're growing across the country. I think it's really, really cool to see parents out there. But, you know, I've got a suggestion for you guys. I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're making noise. I'm glad you're pushing back on Disney. I'm glad you're canceling your subscriptions. But you got to keep it up. You don't just stop. Some of you guys do this for, you know, 10 days or a week or less, and nothing changes, and you get, you know, it doesn't change that fast. You need to hurt these people in the wallet. You need to make sure that when you're out and you're not just protesting Disney and cancel your subscriptions. Stop buying their toys. Stop buying their T-shirts. Stop going to their parks. These hypocrites actually have, they have parks and they have, you know, they have places in countries that openly kill, speak against people who are gay and lesbian. And yet that seems to be okay for them. Anyway, we're not talking about that right now. We'll get that afterward. Joe Mazzini, your host. Let me bring him in. David Fisher joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, David, we're talking about where the economy's at, where it's going. And I know people have started to drink now after listening to us for the last half an hour or so. But let's talk about how do we shore things up? How do we make sure we don't get nailed in what's coming up? And there is an issue coming up.
Yep, so I want to make sure everybody understands the significance of this. If you're going to fill your, let's use a simple analogy. If you're going to fill your car up with gas, would you go to the gas station that charges $12 a gallon for gas or the gas station that charges $6.50 per gallon? That's pretty obvious. So that's what's happening to the dollar. If you're going to be a country that buys oil from Saudi Arabia, put a zeros on this, you're going to buy it at $120 a barrel. Or if you're going to buy the same barrel of oil from Russia, it costs you $65 a barrel. This is where the world is going to move away from the dollar, because they can't, just like you can't afford a $12 gallon of gas, they can't afford a $120 barrel of oil, and neither their citizens. That gets passed off to them. So this is where you buy the same thing at a cheaper price, but instead of paying in dollars, you avoid the dollar. That makes the dollar in trouble, and that affects, that's come down to earth now, every American, every person hearing my voice. It causes inflation because we just shrank the usage of the dollar in the number one product that the world uses called oil. So how do you protect yourself from this? Well, get out of debt if you haven't. Pay off your credit cards that are not fixed rates. Make sure you get your debt under control. I've always said that. I said that on your program loud and clear a multitude of times when we were on their program before a few years ago. It's the same message. And if you were out of debt, interest payments going up, interest rates going up wouldn't be affecting anybody. So get your house, your financial house in order. Those that have already done that, and if you haven't done that, as much as I would love to have your business, I would be saying get your credit cards paid off first before buying gold. I know I'm shooting myself in the foot, but I'm trying to help everybody that's listening to prosper their wealth and protect their wealth. Now, if you're out of debt from a standpoint, I mean, most people have a mortgage. I'm not telling you to pay off your mortgage because it should be fixed or you should be protected. Interest rates can go through the roof. You're all fine there. But if you have any debt that is on a fluctuating an arm or a variable rate, people call it, get that thing taken care of before you invest in anything. Do not live beyond your means. Now, diversify into precious metals. Call my company. Learn about that. I've never had any pressure with anybody. We're big on helping you understand. This is where the dollar is going to get hurt really bad. So you have to have something on the other side that as dollars get hurt, as dollars go down, you have to protect your dollars by having an asset that goes up. The number one and two asset class has historically always been gold and silver. The 70s, stocks went down 50% from 1975 to 80. The Dow was down 3% at the end of a decade, so it was called the lost decade, but it took a 50% hit because inflation. We're going there again. And gold went up 500%. Silver went up twice as much, 1,000%. If you think inflation is here to stay and everything I'm reading, it says we're at the start of this, now is the time to be looking at diversifying your portfolio. I know this is not the only reason I come on your show, Joe, but I'm emphatic. In fact, even if you don't want to do it with my company, do it for yourself. That's how I'm emphatic about people understanding this.
But, David, I understand that inflation is transitory. I'm just saying.
That's what the Fed said, and they were completely, utterly wrong. And I was saying on radio not on your program a year ago, but all these programs I've been on, the Fed is completely wrong. You will see the Fed finally admit that they're wrong, and then they're going to say, right after they're wrong, they're going to say that we're behind the curve. And what exactly happened? That happened. And now they're going to have to do this aggressive, and now this actually hurts us more than helps us. The Fed is the fire department and the arsonist, and they're doing both sides of this. And what they're going to do is actually going to cause a worse problem. They should have taken care of this a year and a half, 2 years ago, and they should have stopped quantitative easing 10 years ago. They didn't do any of that. They're creating the biggest bubble we will ever see pop in the history of the world, possibly, if not in the United States. So that's where we're going. It's all going to be around the dollar. It's all going to be around financing our debt as a country, and that's where the big problem is. And that's why, and I have a report on this too, they can go into your bank account and your IRA, your 401k, and seize money. It's a Dodd-Frank Act that was passed in 2010. So there you're going to inflate our way out of this problem, aggressively default, which would be terrible for us, or seize a portion of your assets. Those are their plans. I'm saying protect yourself. Gold will help you out with all of those things. And you can do this in your IRA and not have a taxable event by having physical gold and silver in it.
Wow. And again, you used to say there was four things that we show. You started off with three, and then as the years went on, you changed it to four. Yeah. And it was, go ahead, tell people.
Have some money in precious metal. That's your insurance policy on the other three categories. The second category is you got to have real estate. You got to live in a home. Own your home. It pays for you down the road. The third area is have, diversify into stocks, but don't have 100% of your asset, especially not your big nest egg of all your money, a 401k or an IRA. Make sure you have some diversified in these other categories. And have cash. When this thing goes sour, and it's not if it will, it will go sour again. You have some cash to fall back on. Make sure you have 3-4 months of living expenses in cash. I'm talking about paper money outside of the bank in case banks lock up like they did. 220 banks plus went down in the United States in 2008. The Fed and the government couldn't bail them all out. So this is why we have the bail-in. So get four areas: precious metals, real estate, stocks, and cash. Do not put 100% of your money in any one asset class. Be diversified. If you're not having that physical precious metal area covered, call my company and learn about it. If you're not having cash yet, go to the bank tomorrow, get some cash out of the bank. If you are too heavy in stocks, diversify. Don't be leveraged in your real estate. Those are words of wisdom, and you would have saved yourself financial grief back in 2008 if you followed that plan ahead of time.
Well, you know, it's funny, David. You talk about that, and people need to know two things. One is you've been right pretty much 100% of the time when we talked about some of the things coming down and what was going on in the economy and what have you. You talked about the Chinese trying to take over the oil market, by making usurping the U.S. dollar when it comes to buying oil. You were right about that. So, I mean, I see the same thing here. When you're looking at the economy and you look at what's going on, it's kind of like you get out of debt as fast as you can. Be ready for it, because they're not going to, the government wants, at this point, the way I see it, is they're trying to make you as dependent on them as humanly possible. And look at the people that didn't pay their rent for what, almost 2 years? And the government's going to bail them out. I'm sure they got, new flat screen TVs and everything up on the wall, but, now the government's going to bail them out. And we can't keep spending like this. The country can't keep spending like this, can it?
No, we're at the threshold of this thing breaking now with what Russia just did. That is a big nail that goes in the coffin. I'm not a doomsayer. I'm a realist. I never ever said the dollar is going to zero, and it's not. But it's going to change. The landscape. We're in a paradigm shift, and U.S. Financial News is not talking about this yet, but you will start to see this come out more and more. As far as gold and silver, some people ask me, why haven't we seen this big movement in gold and silver? Gold is in a range of about $100 right now, between 1900 and 2000. But you're going to start to see this thing break out this year. I'm not saying it's a get-rich-quick scheme, but you're going to start to see some uptick. And there's people out there that don't own a gold company, that don't sell gold, like the guy from Technical Traders, Chris Berman. He says $2,700 gold by the end of this year, $7,400 gold in 5 years. And others are saying, I could go on and quote.
Well, we're at the end of it. How do people find you quickly?
They can call my company, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or landmarkgold.com.
Great. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.